I want to share on a topic I've called Not Like the World, but Thankful in All Things. And to start off, I wanted to read a couple of quotes that I ran into. The first one says, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. If you want to find happiness, find gratitude. How about this one? I may not be where I want to be, but I'm thankful for not being where I used to be. How can we relate to that, huh? I'm happy because I'm grateful. And the last one says, the more you practice the art of thankfulness, the more you have to be thankful for. And so I just want to remind all of us the power of thankfulness and the power of thanksgiving. We don't want to wrap a present and then lose it and not give it. And so I just wanted to take a moment here to thank all of you for being who you are and what you do. And wherever you may be in your walk with God, it's not really an issue one way or another. But God is just so good. He's so wonderful and just full of blessings and grace and goodness that he just wants to bestow upon each and every one of us. And I am happy because I'm thankful and grateful for you and all that you continue to do. If you'd like to look in your Bibles tonight, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, you know, kind of a standard in the world is to complain about things and to never see things really through a positive lens, but really more to see the glass half empty. And boy, there's sure a lot of things that would convince us that, what's the old saying, the world's going to hell in a handbasket? Well, I guess maybe that's true. For those who don't know the greatness of God's word and who Jesus Christ is, and that we have a great hope, like that song talked about, I can only imagine, what will I do? Will I bow before his throne? Will I sing hallelujah? Probably all those things and many, many more. But my point is tonight is we don't have to be like the world. And even for people who have the positive confession, we have a thanksgiving in our own hearts as believers because of what God has done for us in Christ. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter how you feel, today, tomorrow, the day after that. And you know what? There are days we don't feel so well, emotionally, physically, spiritually. It's just, you know, it's a challenge. But we can stay thankful for the things that we have been blessed with. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 16, there's three verses here that I think just are so amazing. Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, I guess we could just say, glory, hallelujah, and stop right there, right? Three things to do. Rejoice, pray, and in everything give thanks. But why? Why? Well, then it goes on and says, this is the will of God. Do we have a question about what the will of God is for our lives? Here it is. Could be pretty plain and simple. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Am I thankful I'm sick? I'm thankful I'm depressed. I'm thankful I have this. No, that's not it. But in those things, in those challenges and storms of life, we can have a thankful heart because we've learned how to choose what it is we think about. And man, that is just so critically important for each and every one of us. But as a human being, as part of the human race, I'm challenged with that just as much as you are. So I have to take a hold of my mind. I have to control my thinking to rejoice and to pray and just not internalize everything and to have a thankful heart. Have a thankful heart. And boy, I'll tell you what, look in Colossians chapter 3. I am so thankful for this hope that we have. I can only imagine what it's going to be like, and whatever that is that I can imagine with my small mind, it's going to be, I don't even know if there's a number that big, it's going to be 100 billion times greater than that. 100 billion times greater than that. And in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, if you then be risen with Christ, and yes, we are, or shall we say, since you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not in the things of earth. If we're risen with Christ, which we are, then we seek, we reach, we look for those things which are above. And one of those great things is that he's coming back. And that gives us great strength, great hope, great endurance in today's life and in this world. And I've asked Wally Reeves and his wife Vicki to share something that's in their heart about this topic. So I'm going to take them off of mute real quick here. And Wally, Vicki, go ahead.
Thank you, Barney. Thanks so much, man. I can't believe you just played that song. I can only imagine. That is, I'll talk to you a little bit later on about that, Barney, but something very amazing happened today with that song. But, you know, you remember carnival flyers or bunch of posters telling you of coming events? I got one for you here that I went through. And it's relating to the hope, and I actually wrote on the top of this flyer that I have, it's not of this world. And it goes, I was going to have Vicki be making little sounds behind me, but she won't do it. Coming soon, you don't want to miss this one-time event. It's a lifetime event. Jesus Christ. Date for arrival? In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. But a trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. Who can take part in this event? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Here is your invitation for a one-time event. This invitation is for Christians and wannabe Christians only, but all is welcome. Who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But before you take part in this event, first, you have to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have to be born again, baptized with, and filled with the Holy Spirit. This invitation doesn't cost you anything. It's only been paid for by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's a... that's a flyer that I have hanging up in my room. I look at it, you know, from time to time as a kind of like a sweet reminder of what's ahead for us. You know, it is so awesome today that we know what we know and the amount of information that we have and what's available to us. We are so, so blessed with the knowledge of the hope of the return of Christ. And, you know, and like that song says, I can only imagine. I'm going to tell you, when I say we, I'm talking about me and Vicki, we look so forward to the hope more and more every single day. If that's even possible to look forward to it more. I mean, yesterday was yesterday, today is today, so we're looking forward to more today than we were yesterday. And even if, you know, like we say, we talk, and even if we're not standing upright when Christ returns, you know, that's okay, because we know the next thing that we're going to see when we open up our eyes is, I can only imagine. Now, not to sound too corny or anything, but I actually found myself today looking up at a small blue patch in an overcast sky, and I blinked my eyes a couple of times just to remind myself of how quick a twinkling is. And it was just a peaceful, hopeful, quiet moment with God. But, you know, until that time, we have this life to live in. It's all what we make it. We decide. You know, Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith, believing, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's a true story, guys. So I'm so thankful for you guys and for Bonnie for giving me the opportunity just to share what was on my heart tonight. So thanks a lot, Bonnie.
God is so awesome the way he works things out. Look in your Bibles in Colossians chapter 3. Yeah, you know, in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 4, it says, we sorrow not like others who have no hope. Well, I tell you, if you don't have the hope, I don't know what you have exactly. A bumper sticker I once read said, he who dies first with the most toys wins. I mean, maybe that is the goal of the natural man who doesn't have a knowledge of God. But, you know, we have opportunities in our lives to share the greatness of God's word and welcome people into the family. And part of that spiritual package is the hope and also our ability to control our thinking to be thankful. And thankful in everything. In Colossians 3:16, it really reinforces this thought where it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Well, actually, let's go to 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be what? Thankful. Thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Doesn't sound like such a bad deal, does it? And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by him. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving what? Giving thanks. What does that mean? Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for being so awesome. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for being so good to me and all the things I could think about, complain about, all that. You know what? I just give you all thanks. And like that quote said, the more you practice the art of thankfulness, the more you have to be thankful for. And actually, the better you get at it. The better you get at it. That's for sure. We have to go to a classic section in Philippians chapter 4 that is circled and underlined in my Bible. I haven't colored it in yet. Maybe I should. Sometimes I have a problem with the colors bleeding through. But boy, we just keep coming back and back and back to this verse, and two verses actually. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. What does that mean? Well, you know, you don't need a lot of biblical interpretation there. It just says be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Yeah, it's easy for you to say, Barney. Believe me, in practice, it's not always so easy. I find myself even this week getting anxious about things, about whatever it might be. And so I'm blessed and ministered to and uplifted by this particular section where it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, specific request, with what? Thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and what? And minds through Christ Jesus. What a promise. What a promise. Kind of fourfold there. Don't worry. Pray. Be thankful. Enjoy the peace. But that's going to require something on our part. It's going to require us having a conversation with our God. Letting him know what's in our heart, and to do it with thanksgiving. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That word guard is like guard, like a garrison. It's like a soldier standing somewhere guarding somebody. Well, you just won't let anybody get through. But our greatest challenge is, first of all, we don't have a problem probably recognizing we get worried and anxious about things, but then to just lay it down. Just pray. Just talk to God about it. And let those things go. Let God know. Let God get involved. It's a promise. The peace of God's going to pass all understanding. So first of all, we don't worry. We pray. We have a thankful heart. And we enjoy the peace that comes as a result of that. We sing this a lot in fellowship, or we have over the years, Psalm 100. You probably start singing it right now in your heart and mind. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And here is the golden phrase for tonight. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We go before the presence of God with a thankful heart. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Again, be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. And you might sit there tonight and say, well, Barney, you don't know my life. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on right now. And you know what? You're right. But I do know what God says. And so I took a moment today to try to practice this art of thankfulness so that we're not like the world who just blow it off or try to figure out how to resolve issues in their own strength, but how to apply this concept of not worrying and praying and being thankful and enjoying the peace. And I would maybe recommend you might consider doing this if you have a moment sometime. And that's just to start writing a few things in a journal or whatever notebook you might have by your side and just remind yourself of the things you have to be thankful for. I'm thankful that I live in a free country where I can worship God. I'm thankful that I know God and his word and can speak words that bless others. Letting people know about the hope. Letting people know about God's love for them. You know, I'm thankful for my wife, my family, and friends who encourage me. I'm thankful for a sound mind and the freedom from fear. I'm thankful for eternal life and the heavenly home God has prepared for me. I'm thankful I at least know how to be free from worry. And that's a big one right there. I'm thankful I know at least know how. I may not apply that all the time, but at least know how to be free from worry. And here's another one. I'm thankful I at least know how to pray. Well, I may not pray possibly, probably as much as whatever the high standard is for praying, but I know how to pray anyway. I just open my mouth before God and start speaking. And maybe a couple of the first two words might be, thank you. Thank you. I'm thankful I know how to pray perfectly. If you've been instructed in the manifestation of speaking in tongues, you know how to pray perfectly. I'm thankful for the people God has put in my life to encourage me, bless me, and help me. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. Maybe you feel like that too. You know what? There are people out there praying. There are people out there who love you and want the best for your life. And I'm thankful for God's forgiveness and his willingness to continue to work with me. And I might add at the end, in spite of me. God is willing to work with me, to help me, to strengthen me, encourage me, and fight for me, and do so many things that I've always dreamed and desired to have. So my encouragement tonight is have a thankful heart, thankful for so many things. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Don't worry. Pray. Be thankful. And whatsoever you do, be thankful. Rejoice. Pray. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and concerning me. And boy, I'll tell you, that is good news. Heavenly Father, thank you for the joy again of speaking these words of life, that they minister to my heart, Father. They minister as these words are spoken because they're spirit, they're life, and they are life-giving. And I pray that if we do have, and there are folks who are on this phone line tonight who do have anxious care, that it can now be released, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that our hearts can be set free from that type of worry and anxiety that holds us back and just stops the promises of God from really taking effect. And Lord, we know that you're right there, so willing and able. And we know, Father, that you hear the cry of our heart. And so we thank you again tonight, Father, for just being so good to us and that we can rest in your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.